Some cereals give me gas.
You don't even eat cereal.
I know. That's the best part about it.
No.
Yes.
On that fact, did you know that if you have been eating like any of the Kellogg like healthy cereals, you can get money back right now because of it?
The same with healthy. Oh god, what was it? Chicken from like specific places.
Yeah. So look that up so you can get some money. Anyways, hi guys.
Hello.
It's Nikki.
And Tyler.
And this is Page Turners.
And Button Mashers.
Okay.
I knew you were like gonna be peppy up with news, and right as I heard the click, I needed to make a noise.
Hi guys.
Hello.
I think it's episode 69.
Nice.
Oh, I knew you were gonna say it, nice. And I was hoping you would.
Yes.
Episode 69, isn't that weird? We're almost to 70.
Yeah, we are.
Fucking weird.
You know, honestly, I completely forgot what episode we were on, so, like, I was debating whether to go with nice or, you know?
Yeah, but both are terrible.
Both are great.
Okay, to be fair, the makes me think that you got kicked in the nuts, and, like, this is your reaction to it. Yeah, exactly.
Ouchie.
Exactly. And it's like mouth noises. It's terrible.
Mouth noises. All noises are mouth noises.
Ew, don't make me think about that.
If you think about it.
I don't want to think about it.
Think about it.
Nope. Yes. Anyways.
Yes.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome. Another episode of Page Turners and Button Mashers.
That's
coming
us.
In. And first and foremost, like we always start out, what do we have any news that isn't gaming news?
Fuck if I know.
The answer's no, then.
I'm getting a promotion.
Yeah, actually, Tyler and I both got new jobs.
Yeah.
At the same company, but I am actually leaving my company in 5 years, and I needed an upgrade, if you will. I needed a change. It had to happen really, really bad. And a lot of personal things were happening there that were not good for me. So here I am, on to a new adventure.
Yeah.
Hopefully 20 some odd years will pass by before I realize what am I doing with my life now.
I think that every day.
That was no. I question how I made it this far is what usually ends
days,
up happening.
Some days, yeah.
So on that, I don't think there's any actual news. Obviously the review thing is gonna go forever apparently, and oh no, we do have news.
We
joined a podcast network.
Fuck.
Oh my gosh.
Yes we did.
Oh, what is wrong with me?
I even replied to them today.
Yeah, I know, and I'm a freaking moron.
I completely forgot.
So we are with On the List Entertainment Podcast Network.
Yeah.
We were approached not too long ago by our friends at Dad's on Dayquil, woo! Specifically Jordan, aka the Gnome.
Yeah.
He was the one
Papa.
Who... Papa.
Papa.
His surrogate and my adopted, or father-in-law.
Yep.
Our fake adopted father-in-law.
Yes.
So, yeah, they talked to us and...
we're like, hey...
We've been wanting to be part of a network for a while, and a lot of them weren't our cup of tea, and nobody really reached out all that much.
A lot of places were like, you have to do it our way, or you're not joining, and we're like, well, we're not going to join then.
Yeah, we barely get enough, like, how do I say this? We barely get enough listens as is. Like, it's not going to really make a difference if you're like... I don't want to give you the ins and outs of podcast networking because some are great and some are just like money. And it's like, okay, I can only do so much for you if we're barely making anything as is.
Yeah.
For doing this. But yeah, so we're part of On the List Entertainment Podcast Network, and mm-hmm. we're more than excited to be a part of this group of people. A lot of good pods are in there, so go check us out on Twitter and go ahead and follow that group as well, and I'll have to add that to the link tree.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, from that, they will also have a playlist of all the new episodes of not just ours, but all of their podcasts as well. And so far, I have not been disappointed.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I'm usually the one who listens to podcasts, like, every day, so that says something. I'm
catching up with Critical Role.
I know. Like I said, he's trying.
Yeah. Oh, other news. Holy shit, speaking of D&D,
yeah.
Next week I'm recording the first episode of the Button Mashers Realm.
We're gonna have Session Zero!
Yeah. I'm so excited. I am so excited for the guests that I literally rolled to see who I was doing.
Yep.
They are a very good friend. They're a lot of fun. I've read their backstory. They've told me their character. It's going to be a good time.
You were really, really excited there, and you nearly, like, stretched out and almost punched me in the face. Like,
and I am so excited to finally bring this guys, this stuff to you guys. It's going to be...
I'm excited.
A lot of fun.
I'm so stoked.
I cannot wait for this Session Zero. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, and if you guys are not sure what that is, I'm going to put the promo in the middle again. So yeah. I will go ahead and have that.
Tired of hearing my voice? Well, too bad. Here it is during the break.
During the break. Instead of your 10 seconds, you get a whole minute.
Yeah.
Booyah. Anyways, are you ready to hear about this book?
I wanted to make like an epic sound effect to be like, douche, yeah, but no. Yes, I am ready.
Douche, yeah.
Douche, yeah.
Sure. That'll work. yeah, so this book is a weird one. I think I've said that like multiple times to you.
You said it to me 4 times when we were setting up for today.
Yeah, because it still weirds me out.
Like, you told me, and then literally 5 minutes later, you went, this is a weird book. And I'm like, okay, I get it.
To be fair.
To be fair.
Thank you. To be fair, I also said that at work while I was reading it. So, it's extremely short. So, this is going to be kind of a short episode for us.
All right.
But, oh my gosh. Let me just start.
Go for it.
So it's called Convenience Store Woman by Sayaka Murata.
Hate it.
No. So this is a Japanese convenience store.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Legit. So we begin with a normal day in a Japanese convenience store. It's not even 10 a.m. and they have to handle the morning rush. Our lead character doesn't know when she became just another cog in the working world, but here she is day by day.
That's how it works, you know, that's...
Yeah.
It's just like, all of a sudden, you're just like, 30 years into a job, it's like, how the fuck?
Yeah, but like, you're gonna learn that this isn't normal.
Okay.
So, Keiko Furuka? Furukura, sorry, was always a strange person. I am so slap happy already. She was always a strange person. In preschool, a bird had died, and the children in her grade cried about it, as most preschool kids would.
Yeah.
Instead, she grabbed it and took it to her mother and said they should eat it.
Sure.
I mean, they were like, oh, yeah, you know, Dad likes that chicken or chicken on a stick thing. We should just make this. I guess that's not enough. Maybe we should kill more birds to do it. Yeah.
Sure. That's some solid logic, actually, if you think about it.
Yeah. In elementary school, two kids fought and someone said to do something. So she grabbed a spade. If you're not sure what that is, it's a small hand trowel, basically.
Yeah.
Which is also a small hand shovel.
Yeah.
People who don't know that word either. And smacked both boys over the head, making them stop.
I mean, it worked.
Yeah, and when the teacher got upset and cried and screamed in front of a class, she pulled down her skirt because she once saw on TV that it made people calm down. So every single time her mother was called to correct her.
Mm-hmm.
And every time she didn't understand why what she did was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents took her to a therapist who told them to dote on her and shower her with gifts, but she didn't care for toys and candy. Every single time her She gave them to her little sister instead. Oh, okay. I went back one bullet. Sorry.
No worries.
So she stopped doing things of her own fruition and decided to be the silent type.
Ooh.
She kept to herself, never made friends, didn't really care to either.
Mm-hmm.
She would be consistently told that she was wrong. Also, it wasn't like her home life was bad. She just was considered weird.
Mm-hmm.
Then she grew into adulthood.
All right.
And one day, on her way home from university, she had walked down the wrong alley and saw the help wanted sign for a new convenience store.
All right.
Sure, she had enough money to live on from home, but she wanted part-time work.
Mm-hmm.
After all, it was a new convenience store, so she began working there. She was always good at mimicking people's examples and expressions, mm-hmm. as well as their manners of speech. So she was perfect with her greetings.
Oh.
Yeah, if you're not clicking with this, she is a sociopath.
Okay.
She doesn't actually feel emotions, and she doesn't quite understand the mechanics of human interaction. She just mimics.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fun.
So she had started this job when she was 18, and here she is, 36 years old, and still working there.
Okay.
Not because she didn't have an option, but because she felt like a genuinely normal human working there,
mm-hmm.
where everywhere else, she felt absolutely out of place. Here, she managed to also adapt to the personalities of the people she worked with, wondering if everyone else just felt the same as her.
Mm-hmm.
Taking, like, bits and pieces of other people's personalities and putting it together and making it their own.
All right.
Don't fret, though. She does have a singular friend from school.
Hey.
They reconnected at our high school reunion, and Miho, which is funny because in Spanish that means my son, but it's yes. M-I-H-O, totally okay. different spelling, her friend, and Keiko often hung out once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, one day you get a peek at another point of Keiko's psyche. They were essentially having a tea party with two of Miho's other friends. And they tried to ask why she was still working part-time at the convenience store, because apparently in Japanese culture, part-time work is for the married or for the passing through.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Or on your way out, essentially.
Yeah.
So they're like, why are you still working there? Are you married? Have you ever felt love? And Keiko was like, she never really cared for sexuality or love.
Mm-hmm.
She always gave the excuse that she was super weak and that's why she worked part-time and never got a real job. But that's it. Her only thing about life was that she tried to pretend to be normal every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Until a new person began working the morning shift. A man named Shiraha. Sorry. I know I said that like three times. I had to like figure it out in my head. So the manager introduced him. They said their daily, well, it was like phrases that they had to say to every customer, and they practiced before every shift.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, yes, ma'am, right away, ma'am, and thank you, come again.
Oh, the daily
Yeah, it's the pre-ritual, essentially. Yeah. Like, just make sure you say it loud, make sure you say it clear, make sure it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And Shiraha was, like, disgusted. And then the manager left, and Keiko and her other female worker, a really preppy bass player named Sugawara, to teach him how things were to be done.
Okay.
But this guy was a twat. Like, legit didn't put anything in the correct spot, left his duty to read the manual, told Furukura that this was women's work, that, quote, men were the hunters and women were the gatherers, so this was more suited to a woman's brain. Yep.
The anger of a thousand suns is in my soul right now. I am angry! Yeah.
He didn't just say that to Keiko either. He yeah. said that on many occasions and constantly complained about how constantly spoke of like the caveman times or the Stone Age. Sorry, it's specifically what he said. It's like the Stone Age, you know, men are hunters, women are gatherers, and the child takers. And I was
about
like,
to send
I'm
you
going
to fucking Stone Age, boy.
I'm about to punch you in the face. Anyway,
I'm about to take your Stone Age. Am I right? That was a stretch.
No. Yeah. And so when she told him how to do other things, he only showed interest in putting orders. He wasn't really good at his job.
Yeah.
She didn't care, though. She just didn't let it show and continued with her day as per usual.
Mm-hmm.
She helped her customer, and they wondered... This is a common theme. They say, does the store ever really change? And she's like, it doesn't, but in her mind, it did.
Okay.
Especially with he came in.
Mm-hmm.
So everything, though they look the same, are not the same for when she started. She mm-hmm. thinks of, like, every product having come in is not the same product that was there 18 years ago. Everything has changed over the years. Even though it may look the same, it's the same order, it's the same company, it's not the same product. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
So in her head, it's like, nope, everything's still perfect, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's like, but if you walk into the store and you know where something is, that's not change.
Yeah.
Okay. So on her day off, a Friday, she went to visit her little sister.
Mm-hmm.
She had just welcomed a son, so she didn't get to get out much anymore. So Keiko brought her tea and a snack, and the visit was, like, super welcome.
Mm-hmm.
So Keiko asked her sister for another excuse to use on her friends, because she's like, I can't keep saying that I'm weak. I keep getting questioned more and more. Though... I want to say it's M-A-M-I, but I'm initially a Spanish speaker, so I say mommy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's her name. Fair enough. She was accepting that her sister required this. She just didn't understand why she needed another excuse when the first one still was technically correct.
Mm-hmm.
Keiko admitted that this was making her nervous, that people were questioning her, and it made her worry that people would find out that she isn't normal.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't like when people found out she was different. People like to stomp all over your life and figure out why and all that stuff. And she found that irritating.
Which it is.
Fair enough. Yeah. But if you're sociopathic, you want to figure out how this came to be. Was it nurture or nature?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So she changed the subject to having changed since she last saw one of the two friends at Miko's house.
Mm-hmm.
Miho's house. Sorry, I wrote Miko here for some reason. Oh, I
probably auto-corrected, honestly. Yeah.
So her sister agreed, and Keiko admitted that she was also different, more of an adult, you know?
Yeah.
Which mommy took as an insult, because she's like, I've been an adult for some time.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I have a kid.
Yeah, so then the baby woke up, and she went to soothe it, and Keiko took a small knife that they used to cut the cake and thought about how much easier it would be to silence the baby, since soothing was taking much more time.
I don't like that.
She didn't act on the thought, okay, though. She just thought that was a logical thing.
I still don't like it.
Thank you.
I am allowed to not like that.
I didn't like it either.
Okay.
Because, like, I read that, I'm like, that's your nephew.
Yeah.
What? Never mind. Like, I don't have that thought.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for not acting on it.
Yeah.
So the next day at work, she found out that Shiraha had been, well, he was trash. He was human trash. Like, all he wanted for the job was to find a wife.
Oh.
And that's it. He never did his job. He stole. He texted at the counter, etc. And then it came to a head when he attempted to stalk one of the female patrons because he figured he could get with her.
Mm.
Especially after the woman at the store turned him down.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that makes sense.
It was creepy.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Sorry, not the woman, the women at the store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was like, all of you are not viable mates, so fuck this.
All of you are not viable mates.
Literally. Yes, literally. By Monday, he was fired.
Good.
So everyone seemed to be relieved, and the day just went on as usual. When a customer asked again if the store ever changed again, she said no, despite something having changed just that morning.
Mm-hmm.
So next thing we know, Keiko is being invited to Miho's barbecue and being asked to help with planning.
Mm-hmm.
And when the celebration started, people asked their prying questions, ending with Keiko nearly being forced to sign up for a dating website.
Oh.
But she didn't understand why she had to. What's wrong with the way she's living now? She's asked mostly out of curiosity, but everyone made it seem like she was weird for not understanding why she needed a husband. But she understood then. She needed to seem normal. It's why her parents pushed so hard for her to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So she took a stop by the convenience store on her way home to find some normalcy, only to find Shira outside creeping in the alleyway.
Oh, good.
When he started to cry, she took him to a coffee shop to listen.
Okay.
So he kept going on about how these times were still like the Stone Age and all the strong and rich men get the pretty girls and bleh. How he was tired of having to deal with people being in his business and that he just wanted to get married and get it over with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, her being a woman at least was a plus because it's easy on her. Because, you know, all women have to do is get married and lounge around and take care of the house instead of having to be pressured to be the breadwinner.
I'm sorry, but, like, as far as I've known, it's not easy to be a woman.
It's not.
Yeah, so, like...
So, you can be a guy, gal, or non-binary pal. I don't care. Like, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But once you realize that your homework is never ending, that is regardless, that chore is often put on, you know, women.
Mm-hmm.
Often it was. And people are trying to change that now, and that's beautiful.
Yeah.
But that being said, oh, you just being able to laze about the house is not the truth. I often joke with my best friend that it's fine. Our job is never done. We'll sleep when we're dead. And I wish I were kidding. The lack of sleep that I get now as a non-mother, mm-hmm. as somebody who, like, works a full-time job and then comes home and does things here because I feel the need to do those things and make sure the house is presentable and at least we can walk in it,
mm-hmm.
is psychotic. So if for him to say laze about, it's like, we're not lazing about. Let me take a nap, please. Please. I don't want to be awake anymore.
Just so you know, Nikki takes naps. That does happen. I don't...
Very rarely.
Okay, go on with... I'm just not
gonna... No. It's true. It's true. I do take naps when I feel like I can. Okay, so... So she basically said if all you want to do is to conform to stop people from bothering you, then let's get married. I want the same thing. And he was like, but I would never be able to get it up for you. You're not attractive enough. And also, you can't produce children. Like, you're old. Oh. And you're past your prime. And she was like, it's a marriage. I don't need sex. Thanks, though. We're just trying to conform. So she invited him to live with her and dragged him back to her apartment, which was tiny because he was stuttering the whole way, trying to find out a reason not to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Told him to bathe because he fucking stunk.
Yeah.
And went to bed, giving him a spare futon to use, telling him he could stay or not. She didn't care. She also had called her sister while he was bathing, and she sounded so excited that she was hoping that this is all people wanted from her. To live with a man.
Mm-hmm.
But things weren't all they planned out to be. Shiraha is still a dense douche, and he didn't want to work or provide. Also, he kept, like, insulting her. It wasn't a good fit at all, but she didn't care. She was just playing a role, right? This is what everyone wanted her to be. Normal. Yeah, everyone decided to pry even more, though, and come up with their own conclusions. He's a deadbeat. You'll be better, and he'll support you when you have kids together, and... Even the convenience store became unbearable. Everyone figured it out. It was Shiraha, and of course they knew that he was trash, and they wanted to go out and talk and lecture him, but her sister came over beating everyone to the punch.
Mm-hmm.
when Keiko told her the truth of the situation, that she basically is keeping him as a pet to seem normal, that's what her sister wanted, right? Like,
ooh.
This is what she told her sister. It's like, isn't that what you wanted for me to have a man in my life? Like, he's just staying here. He stays in the other room and all that stuff. It doesn't matter to me. And her sister broke down crying. And she was like, why can't you be normal? I thought you were fixed.
Wow.
Yeah. No, trust me. I was like, you can't fix someone like that.
Yeah.
You can't. This is one of those things that you just can't fix this person. And you have to accept that. And so as her sister sobbed, Keiko was literally like, okay. So she grabbed a custard pudding from the fridge and sat and ate it and watched her.
Not gonna lie, I kind of love that move, though.
She didn't care. She was just like, I don't understand. Yeah. All right. She just didn't understand what her sister wanted from her.
Mm-hmm.
Then Shiraha came up from the bathroom with some excuse about him having met up with an ex-girlfriend off Facebook, and he was put in the bathroom because it would be easier than having to have her lecture him, which her sister understood. And so she lectured him for being trash, and he said they were planning on getting married, which is like, okay? the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trash and you're deadbeat and everybody knows you're trash, oh yeah, let's get married. It's easier, right? What? Anyway, so the next day they had another visitor. It was Shiraha's sister-in-law, whom he owes a lot of money to.
Oh, good. Good.
I'm guessing in, like, the tens of thousands of yen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of money. So she told him to stop fucking around and stop being lazy and get a job.
Mm-hmm.
He owes her money, and he was like, we're planning on getting married and having a kid, and I'll pay you back with her salary when she gets a better job. And she was like, what? We never talked about any of this, but, like, literally, Keiko was like, what? We never said any of we never discussed this. But she didn't say that out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she said, like, his sister-in-law said her last piece of get married, get a job, do both, and get health insurance, because what the hell?
I feel that, though.
And then she left.
Oh. Alright.
But Shiraha decided he won. He got away from his responsibilities because that's all he fucking wanted.
Yeah.
She could keep hiding him and all his troubles would go away, but she didn't care. She just wanted to take a shower. She had a long day at work, and she came back to have some random person in her house telling him that he was a deadbeat, and he was just like, okay, I'm gonna go take a shower. And he was telling her how it's okay, you'll quit the convenience store and you'll get a better job and you'll be able to keep hiding me, and it's bullshit.
I love how he's just like, you'll get to do this for me. And exactly. It's like, excuse me.
Exactly.
I get to do this?
True narcissistic behavior. And then,
oh, I get to do this. Cool.
Yeah, no, and she didn't care. She wasn't, like, listening. Mm-hmm. And she was taking a shower, and she's like, I have a moment of peace and quiet to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then she heard him shuffling around her room.
Uh-oh.
Like, broke the silence immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was the day she dreaded. Her last day at the convenience store.
Aw.
Shiraha had demanded that she get a real job, and he could really mooch off. And as she left, they basically gave her wedding gifts and said goodbye. When she got back home, she didn't know what to do with herself. The convenience store was a part of her life inside and out for 18 years.
Damn.
Now what?
Damn.
Yeah. All she did was sleep, eat, bathe, and fill out resumes.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks had passed, and she still didn't know who she was anymore. Obviously, the convenience store was her personality, so she literally lost her personality.
That's fucking sucks.
I know. While Shiraha was out getting groceries at one point, she answered his phone that he left behind.
Mm-hmm.
It was his sister-in-law. She demanded he pay her more than the 3,000 yen, which is barely enough to cover, like, one singular good meal.
Jesus.
Yeah. Or She's taking him to court.
Okay.
Yep. So he owes her a lot, and Keiko understood. But then she asked if maybe they should have a child. And the sister-in-law was literally like, do not procreate. Like, it's best of both, if both of your genes do not continue on. So just, like, die with them.
Jesus.
Yep. And Keiko understood her reason and agreed it was best because Keiko is not a sensitive person and does not take that as an insult. She just understood it as, yeah, maybe it's not a good idea to have sex with this man
mm-hmm.
and procreate when he's just trash, you know?
Yeah.
So she hung up. Then Shiraha came home and she had an interview.
Mm-hmm.
So she was forced to dress up, and he escorted her to the temp office. He insisted on making sure things went well and was going to stay with her the entire time, waiting no. outside
no.
for her to make sure things went well.
No.
I know.
I don't like any of this.
But they were an hour early.
Oh.
So he had to take a piss, literally like that, and went into a convenience store, because I feel like all terrible people say, I have to take a piss. Anyway.
Well, I gotta go take a piss.
Yeah, I swear to God. And went into a nearby convenience store. So Keiko followed behind, thinking she should use the bathroom as well, but seeing the convenience store in such disarray made her instincts kick in.
Oh.
She fixed everything she could and gave the girls at the till advice, which they took. And when Shiraha came back, all sorts of frustrated that she was happy doing this, he called her a loser and someone who would die alone. And she was like, I don't need you. I don't need to have you in my life. I don't care what anybody will have to say. I am a convenience store person and I will stay this way. It makes me happy. Then he left and she called the place she was going to interview with, canceling the appointment. She knew where she wanted to be.
Aww.
And that's the end of the story.
Wow.
Yeah. So like I said, pretty goddamn short, but also, what the fuck?
She just kind of was very pleased.
Yes.
She was very content.
So here's the thing. Again, obviously, cliff notes, right? These mm-hmm. are the main bullet points. There are a lot of interactions where she's like, oh yeah, I took some of that person's personality. I took some of that person's personality. I don't know how to make the correct face for current situations. I don't understand that. I took my fashion advice from that person. Like, she mm-hmm. literally does not know how to be anything but a convenience store worker where all you have to be is someone out of a manual.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, that's it. She doesn't even eat, like, flavorful foods. She only eats because it's necessary. That's it. Like, flavor means nothing to her. Doesn't matter if it tastes good or bad. And I'm like, oh,
interesting.
So you
choice.
Really are just like, all right, well, I'm just here to survive at this point. And I thought it was... It's one of those books that makes you, like, confused,
mm-hmm.
and it's also, like, this is a really good perspective to see,
mm-hmm.
because it really puts you in the mind of somebody who legitimately has sociopathic thoughts, and I know a lot of people hear the word sociopath, and they think, oh, some murderer or something.
Yeah.
That's not always the case. It's literally somebody who doesn't comprehend emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the true form of it as somebody who's trying to just live their everyday.
And that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, and I thought that was a really interesting perspective from this mm-hmm. book. So, that being said, I'm going to give it a 7.5. It's a really quick read. It's actually a really decent quick read.
Mm-hmm.
Good perspective. It's translated from Japanese,
mm-hmm.
so there are going to be some things that sound a little strange every now and then, but other than that, I thought it was an interesting book to read, and at the end of that book, I literally closed it, and I went, the fuck did I just read?
Like, fair enough.
I was so confused.
I mean, fair.
Anyway... Should we take a break?
Yes.
Okay.
Almost 1,000 years ago, the world of Anai experienced an event that changed the very dynamic of the world itself. A mysterious being, known only as the Chaos Bringer, brought upon this event, which has been dubbed the Collapse. It was a usual day for those in the material realm. Empires were flourishing, cities rising, and people living. Then portals began to open. Mysterious objects appeared through them, from the Nine Hells to the Astral Plane, the Feywilds, and everything in between. As soon as these portals opened, they seemingly closed. Creatures, buildings, even entire biomes from the further realms remained. Landscapes were changed in an instant. Kingdoms emerged where wastelands once stood. Races and creatures that were thought to be extinct have returned. While nearly a millennium has passed and the changes have become a regular part of life, the scars of the collapse remain. Not all is lost, however. Alliances have been made, treaties signed, and life carried on. Unfortunately, even with these alliances being built, certain beings from every realm, both original and new, have made most uninhabited lands dangerous to traverse. A warning for those willing to travel these lands. Rumors have emerged that the Chaos Bringer is returning, but for what reason? Join us and find out, hopefully. The Button Masher's Realm is a monthly D&D campaign run by me, Ty. This is something I've been looking forward to for quite a while. You'll hear familiar voices along with some new ones once every month right here on Page Turners and Button Mashers, premiering in the near future, and I can't wait. See you then. Hello.
Hi. We're back.
I went with the most generic NPC greeting, just, hello.
My name is Baymax. I'm your personal care provider.
Healthcare provider.
Healthcare provider. How may I assist you today?
Fucking love
On a scale of 1 to 10.
How is your pain?
How is your pain?
Baymax.
I understand what you are going through now. Puberty. No.
Oh.
I fucking love that movie. It's my favorite.
Yes.
That's why I named my car Baymax. Anyway.
That is fair.
It's time for games.
Game stuff. Gaming news. There's a lot of fucking games that got, like, announced and that are coming out, and...
Yes!
Hot Wheels is coming out in, like, a week or two.
Holy shit, is that really?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's exciting. Wolverine, the game, got announced.
Oh, right! Oh my god!
By the same people that made the Spider-Man games.
Go watch that fucking trailer, guys.
Yeah.
It is...
There's not much to it, but it looks good.
It's cinematic.
Funny. Yeah, it's very cinematic. There's also a Spider-Man 2 game.
Also super exciting. That was announced,
and Venom was, like, shown to be in it.
I gasped more than once during that.
The thing is, to me, it sounded like Kraven the Hunter, but then all of a sudden, fucking, they showed Venom, and I was like, hold on.
Yeah.
Are they, if they're both in there, I would love, little known fact about me, Kraven the Hunter is my favorite Superman villain.
Did you say Superman?
Spider-Man.
Spooderman.
Spooderman.
Yes.
My apologies.
I was just like, Superman.
I did say Superman. My favorite Superman villain is his main villain, Lex Luthor.
Oh, like my dad?
Yeah. He's the best Superman villain.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
He really is. Mm-hmm. He's awful in the best ways.
Yes. All right, we're getting off topic.
Yeah, we really are.
Any
sorry.
Other gaming news? Not really.
Not that I can think of either.
No. There's a lot of games coming out in the next coming months, so keep an eye on that.
I know that I started playing Hades,
mm-hmm.
which was if you have the newer gen Xbox, but I think you can also play it on the Xbox One.
I believe so. And it's PlayStation on the game, 4 and 5.
Yeah, it's on the Game Pass, so yes. You can play it if you have the Game Pass, which was really cool, honestly, mm-hmm. and it's a fun game. So.
It is, yeah.
That's the only thing that I can think of. They've been doing a lot of really cool things with Game Pass lately.
Yes, Game Pass is legit.
It really is.
Forza Horizon's coming out soon.
I know. I'm
think
so excited.
I think October is when it's coming out.
I'm still excited.
Yeah, Mexico. I do that every time.
Calm down.
Yeah. So, shall we get into my game for this week?
Yes, please.
It's going to be a bit of a shorter one.
Like I said, shorter for us.
True. So the game I played this week was My Sims Kingdom.
Yay!
So the second game in the My Sims series. Release date, not the genre, the release date, October 28th, 2008. I believe 2007 is when the normal My Sims came out.
Okay.
So this is like a year later.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So they were just like, we automatically need a new My Sims.
Yeah.
That's kind of cute. Okay.
The genre is life simulation, which is not at all what I would label it as.
I wouldn't either.
It's actually more of an adventure, or I would even argue an RPG.
Yes. Yeah.
So they labeled the genre wrong, at least on the wiki, so get fucked. developer. Get fucked. The developer, once again, is EA Redwood Shores. Mm-hmm. And the publisher is also, once again, Electronic Arts, or as I put here, Electors Art. So that's funny. Electronic Arts. The systems are the Wii and the DS. So they took it off of the third system that it was, I think, PC, Windows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. I forgot that it was even on Windows.
Mm-hmm. So this is this game is just on the Wii and the DS. Okay. So. Yes, and I'm pretty sure, just like the last game, the DS port of it is so different, comparatively.
Okay. Yeah.
But I've never seen it on the DS, and I don't really care to. So.
I mean, me either, honestly. I love how it looks on the Wii so much.
Yes.
It's like, I don't really care to find out.
Yeah.
If somebody else can, like, take a picture or something and show us, that would be wonderful.
Yes. That would be great.
I cannot be in the dark for a while.
So, did you like everything from the last game?
I thought it was really stinking cute.
Yeah, good, because almost nothing was left over. This game still has the chibi sim style.
Yep.
There's still essence and building to a degree, mm-hmm. but they completely changed what you do in the game. So, just to give you a quick idea, here is the product description for the game, found on any site where you can buy the game. I found it on GameStop.
Makes it easy.
Which, you can order it on GameStop still and have it delivered.
And you can also find that review, or that product description on there, so we're not gonna put it in the show notes today.
We didn't do that. Gasp. The one time.
You already got warned.
What?
They got warned.
Oh, they got warned, yes.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I got warned, what did I do?
That's strike one for you, mister.
Oh no. So, My Sims Kingdom sets you on a storytelling journey of discovery and exploration to help King Roland and his subjects revitalize the kingdom. Throughout this epic quest, you will hear new stories from old and new friends alike, discovering fascinating new lands and build to the limit of your imagination.
I only have one imagination, so there is always a limit.
All right. Sure. So,
sorry.
Continuing on.
Told you I'm slap happy. I'm sorry.
Continuing on, I am extremely happy to announce Buddy is back.
Yay!
He, along with newcomer Lindsay, who is also your companion throughout the entire journey of this game.
I like friends.
He is friends with a beret-wearing pigeon named Guillermo. I'm not kidding. William. He just goes, Guillermo, Guillermo, and then this pigeon wearing a beret that matches his just flies down. It's adorable and just kind of hovers there for a second. The pigeon delivers letters from the king. Buddy really comes in clutch. Also, everybody picks on him.
Really?
Yeah, like Lindsay will just start shouting at him and there is this character named Sheriff Ginny. I will explain her later.
Okay.
She walks up. She looks like a cowboy sheriff.
That's
and she goes, psh, 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 like with her hands.
Yeah.
She goes, ah, psh, psh, psh. And he sits there and he's like, ah, oh, no. And then like falls over and then gets back up and bows like he pretends that he's getting shot.
Yeah.
But the best part is when people pick on him, he just salutes. He just goes, dag, dag, and then just walks away. He's very clueless to all the mean people.
That's really sad.
Like, King Roland's daughter, Princess Butters, I believe is her name.
Butters, okay.
She's very mean. Oh. And she says, like, you guys are losers! And he just goes, oh, she's so funny.
What?
Yeah. Buddy is...
Oh, Buddy. Buddy.
He's great. I love him.
I wonder if they named him Buddy so you can, like, instinctively
oh,
say...
Oh, Buddy!
But you're not, like, trying to say his name. You're just trying to use it as, like, oh, kid.
Oh,
like,
Buddy. Yeah.
One thing
that's great is during the quest portion where you're talking to Sheriff Ginny.
Yeah.
She's sitting there talking, or like one of the people on the island is, and Buddy just kind of starts running with his arms flailing. he's just like sitting there. He's got a grr on his face.
Yeah.
And then he just stands there and goes, bah, ooh, ah! And it's like, Buddy, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you in the background yelling for no reason?
What you doing, Buddy?
But when he runs, his arms are just out and his hands are waving. Like, he's just, wah.
That's so weird.
It's super adorable. I suggest playing this game just for Buddy, honestly.
Well, okay, to be completely fair, last game, he was a fucking bully. He was just hitting people.
Okay, that's not normally what happens, though.
I know, but
which is, like, the best part. I've never experienced that when I was playing the game growing up.
But in weird ways, it's like, it makes sense now, because I wonder if they realized it later, and we're like, we gotta do something about Buddy.
No, the thing about Buddy is he's supposed to be, like, just the nice little guy who, like, could have moved up to managing the hotel that he works at, but he's just content being a bellhop.
Oh, okay.
That's his whole thing.
The, I mean,
I the reason that, I but... called him a bully, I didn't even call him a bully.
I called him a bully.
I just said he fell on his face, walked over and pushed the spooky museum guy and then ran away.
He did it more than once.
He did it only twice. There was one character in there, I think his name's Travis. He's got a Union Jack flag shirt on.
Yeah.
And he just would walk up behind people, Buddy included, and blow up a brown paper bag and pop it.
Oh, so he was especially a dick.
Yeah, so Buddy's a good guy.
Okay, but that does not negate the fact that he did that more than once. Again.
He blew a kiss to a woman in the game, and I moved her into my town. He was super nice about it. He just walked up to her and went, mwah, and she went, oh, like...
Okay.
So he's a good boy.
Okay, we'll protect Buddy at all costs.
Yes.
Fine. I will not give up my left foot for him, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
That one I'm keeping. In a jar. If so, I lose it.
Okay. So, I will say, Buddy, after, like, Lindsay yells at him, he'll just salute and then just goes running off. Usually to get closer to you, because it's like, oh, you need help, here I am. He doesn't do much besides get deliveries via pigeon.
I need to drown my sorrows in the fact that I can be productive in society. Thank you. And you're the only one who's productive in society, so I shall stay close.
So, in order to do the things that, like, help you complete tasks.
All the things.
Yes, all the things. Like, bring out your wand that you have. You have a special wand.
Bring out your wand.
Bring out your wand. You can also bring out your metal detector. That makes a triumphant return. There's paintbrushes.
Cool.
You just, there's a little drop-down menu on the screen that allows you to select which tool you want to use.
Okay.
So, let me just quick describe what each of the tool does. The wand, what wasn't described in the story is you are a, what is known as a wandolier. So you are the only one that can, like, use this wand to help people.
So you're a magician.
Yes, that is able to build stuff that the people need. So that's what you're doing. That's
so you're a carpenter wizard.
Yes.
Okay.
And that includes building houses, like completing wiring. There's a whole wiring thing.
What?
Gears. Watering plant, or doing a whole pipe system to water plants, like,
fuck.
Yeah. So.
You're a wandolier.
So the wand helps you build stuff, create stuff, and move stuff.
Okay.
Metal detector lets you do prospecting, which has always been a thing. Paintbrush lets you paint walls and roofs and stuff.
Yeah.
All the painting stuff. So those are the tools. I think there might be another one, but I am forgetting it, so.
Gotta love forgetfulness.
Yeah. So, as I mentioned before, Essence do make their return. Okay. If you remember, let's see.
Digging up bacon.
Yes. So, they do not have the same use as before. Previously, they were used to paint and decorate things.
Okay.
Like, you could use the essence to paint stuff. Now, you collect them in order to complete scrolls.
What are scrolls?
Great question.
Thanks for answering it and asking it for me.
Yes. They are essentially blueprints that allow you to create things in designed areas meant for building. So these range from foliage to house blocks and many other decorative things, even computers.
Oh,
and okay. The wires, pipe systems, gears, all that good stuff.
Again, cool.
Yeah. So, way to go. Usually it's just like, oh, this person gave you a scroll. What do you need? Oh, you need 5 of this fish plus some wood and a rocket. Sure.
I mean, yeah, and sure, that'll work.
And then you collect all of that. You talk to Lindsay. She's like, oh, you completed a scroll? You say, yeah, you select the scroll. And then she gives you the ability to use the items.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I mean, that works out.
So that's what Lindsay's doing. She's the navigator and the bag of holding carrier.
And the bag of bitchiness. It works out.
Sure. So, quick note. There is a new kind of essence called mana.
Okay.
Which looks like just little glowy orbs.
Mm.
This is how you quote unquote pay for the items you are placing in those areas I mentioned before. So you collect this by pretty much doing anything in the game: mining, shaking trees, interacting with other Sims, all that stuff.
Digging up food that should not be in the ground.
Yes, exactly. Although food you do not dig up in this game, I don't think.
Oh, finally, they got some sort of logic. Except you can shake rockets from trees.
And music notes. That's always been a thing, though, so.
Every time I like, peeked at the game, my brain just kind of went, the fuck is going on now?
Yes.
There's no semblance of anything.
So, throughout this game, you will be doing tasks for other Sims. Upon completing those quests or tasks or whatever, you are awarded King Points, which is essentially a flavored version of the star points from the last game.
Flavored.
Yes. I like saying flavored because of D&D. So they flavored star points from the last game.
I dig that.
You get enough king points, you raise a level up to 5. Mm-hmm. Just like last game.
Yeah.
Once you raise a level, you get rewards in the form of costumes, new maps, and scrolls. Mm. Some good stuff.
I'd say so.
Yeah. So,
that's some pretty good shit right there.
Yes. The maps you receive from King Roland allow you to go to different islands, with the exception of, like, one or two that come from questing around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's one where the guy's like, I took a picture on my phone. Here's all the islands surrounding us.
Like, cool, thanks. Yeah.
So, there is a total of 12 islands in the game.
Okay.
So, which is a decent upgrade from the last game where there was 3 main areas you could go to.
Yeah, I'd say so.
There's
too.
12 islands.
Fuck that.
I knew you weren't listening. So,
what do you mean?
Because I said that before.
Sorry.
So for time's sake, I will just name them and give a basic description of their theme and all that good stuff. I'll go more into description on my favorite island. Yeah. So, before I do that, just quick note, each island is super unique in design and theme, which means they have Sims to match said themes most of the time.
Kind of adorable, honestly.
Yes, it's all just like, ooh, here's this island, it's fun.
This island is a little fun, this island has a little toad, and this one, nobody knows how it got here.
Yes.
It's haunted.
So, let's see,
babies.
So the Sims, to match the Sims, some are new. There are some from the previous game. So if you had any favorites, they might be in this one. So.
They might have made the cut.
Yeah, they might have. A lot of people did not, though.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of Sims that did not return from
last game. Like an entire book's worth?
Yes.
Oh, shit. That's a lot of Sims.
Yeah.
Only
one of the Uber Sims came back.
I think I saw that one.
Yes, you did. He was running around. You know how he was running around?
Yeah.
That's how Buddy ran around with his arms flailing. That's what I was talking about.
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah.
it was one of those, like, you good, dude?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you sure? Do we need to call a doctor?
So, to start is Capital Island. Mm-hmm. This is the tutorial. It's super royal. It's got a castle. That's where King Roland is. Can I quick mention something about King Roland?
Yeah.
He is obsessed with cupcakes. I'm not kidding. He loves cupcakes.
That's such a random thing.
He's just like, well, while they're gone, shall we have a cupcake? And then he just eats one.
I think it's funny because you say that now, and now I'm suddenly craving a fucking slice of pie, which has nothing to do with this, but it's a random dessert. Yeah. So,
King Roland is super cute, by the way. Let's see. So, next is Renee's Nature Reserve. It's nature-y, full of animals.
I'd imagine so.
There's a bear, a giant pig that she does not talk about at all.
Is that mentioned that she doesn't talk about it?
Or... Yeah, Lindsay goes, what about the pig? Is that part of the nature reserve tour? And she goes, what pig? And it's like a giant pig. And it's like...
there is no war in Ba Sing Se.
Yeah, like, she's like, what pig are you talking about? The pig is behind her as she's saying this.
Bombs going off.
Yeah, she's like, what pig?
She really is that woman. Yeah. That's a problem.
Yes, she is great. There's a cat. I think its name is Prissykins. You have to build it a tower. There's some crabs. Some good shit.
Some crabs and some good shit.
Yeah, some good animals in that nature reserve. Next up is Cowboy Junction, which is Western themed.
Cowboy Bebop?
Nope.
Space Cowboys.
Space Cowboys, yes. P.S. Gino is here.
Gino is there?
Yeah, okay. Gino is...
Wait, he's in the Cowboys section?
Yes. The Italian chef. I think his last name is Delicioso, by the way.
He's Gino Delicious.
Yeah.
Why is that a stripper name? What is the guy who made pizzas?
Gino Delicioso, fucking let's go. That's a great male stripper name.
Why did you get all the cool names and I'm over here like, I can't pronounce this fucking name. That's fair. I feel terrible.
But, yeah, Gino is in the western area, on the western island. Western themed, Wild West Island, there we go.
I want to understand, but I can't.
It's where he gets all of the best stuff for his pizza.
What?
Yeah. His world famous pizzas.
I apologize for blowing out your ears.
I have to tell you, though, all of the Sims in this is just a new universe. Your town was never a thing in this game. It's just a new universe. So these characters don't mention it. It's just like, this is where we've always been, you know?
Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Like, oh no. It's the Twilight Zone. You know all these people and you're the same person, but it's like, what world? That never existed. And it's like,
oh,
burn it.
Yeah.
Burn it down.
You actually see the lady that was the librarian from the last game.
Oh no.
She's actually a pig farmer.
What?
Yeah, she's like, she says the lines of, why would you want to be a wandolier when, farming pigs has all of the things you need.
Also, can't eat your pudding until you eat your meat.
Fucking, Anyway.
You can't have any pudding until you have...
You can't have any pudding unless you eat your meat.
I hate us.
So, up next is Rocket Reef, which is sciency. Super sciency.
Clearly, it's a rocket and a reef.
Mm-hmm. This is where the line, F is for rockets, comes from.
What?
Dr. F says that. He was the mad scientist in the last game. He is the mad scientist here. Yeah, you're trying to help them test rocket shit, like
Dr.
him.
Dr. F needs to lower his meth intake.
Yeah, he's a mad scientist. He sits there, and he will walk in, like, the forefront of the screen while his assistant is trying to give you directions.
My statement stands.
And she's like, you gotta help us, Dr. F needs some help here. And he goes, the F is for rockets! And it's like, I'm sorry, what?
Calm down, F.
You need to calm down, sir.
Again, lower your meth intake.
Yeah.
Just one little bump. Like, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I've never taken meth. I don't know how it's taken. So, like, don't tell me.
I just injected 3 marijuanas. Shit. now, Candypalooza. That's the next one.
That's an island.
Yes. It's tropical and music festival-esque because DJ Candy is a thing. She was in the last game as well.
Okay.
Yep.
Just okay.
Up next, the Forest of Elves. I don't think I need to describe this one.
It's a forest filled with elves.
Yes. It's funny. One of the elves is just fucking everything else up in the place. It's okay. Like, we can't like water our plants because this dickhead, Leaf, I think is his name, L-E-I-F.
Of course it's Leaf.
Put all of the water that's going to water the plants to his hot tub, and he just goes, what's up?
What's up?
Sup?
What's up?
The first thing you hear him say, or you read him say, because it's all text boxes, is he just goes, sup? While he's sitting in the hot tub.
It's like, you're a twat, that's what's up.
He broke down the temple, like the nature temple, because he needed wood for his hot tub.
What?
Yeah. He's great. He's fucking awesome.
I think my brain sputtered.
He's fucking amazing.
This is the second time this week my brain has sputtered, Tyler.
And this is where the Ubersim Hopper comes from. This is where you saw him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's gone insane because the frogs there have gone insane. And the plants you need to water have frog berries, which help somehow.
Okay.
Yeah. So...
The frogberries taste like frogberries.
These schnozberries smell like schnozberries.
They taste like schnozberries.
Yes. Next is Spookane. Tis spooky!
Spookane?
Spookane, yes.
Instead of like Spokane?
Yes. Spookane.
Mother...
Goth boy is here.
Okay.
Yep.
I just... the names alone.
Yes.
Just...
You're gonna like this next one.
Fuck.
Cutopia. It's all about the cuteness, but also has a castle and all that stuff. I like to think of it as a rival nation to the capital, to King Roland, but it's not. It's in his kingdom.
Aww.
Yeah, the lady there kind of reminds me of the Queen of Hearts from Alice.
Okay.
Like, she has that hair, and she is kind of a bitch. A very favorite returning sim is Violet.
Oh.
She's in here.
Oh, yeah. You showed me her, like, this version of her.
Yes.
And I was like, that's still me. Yes. Like...
But, fun fact, she is on Cutopia, so.
I'm uncomfortable.
No, it's just hilarious, because she's always put in these places. She's just like, yeah, I live here now. I kind of hate it. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, things have changed, but it's still me.
Yep. She's wearing still a long dress. It's a little more elegant, and she's got a little, like, bat thing, hair tie.
Oh, yeah, it's really cute.
It's
I've
super
seen
cute,
it.
Yeah. Let's see. Royal Academy is full of fucking nerds, because it's a college. That's all I got.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's full of fucking nerds because it's a college.
Yes.
Okay.
Trevor Island is the theater guy, Trevor, from the last game, the guy that had the theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's his island.
Oh, so everybody was like, we're sick of your shit, and gave him a whole island?
With like 3 other people, yeah.
That does
And he's
not
like, help me
my
build
stuff.
My theater. And it's like, oh, God.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
Can I just burn down this island instead? I feel better about it.
Up next is Uncharted Island.
Oh. So Nathan Drake?
There's a caveman here. There's a caveman and a cavewoman here.
Oh.
I believe there's fossils. Sir Vincent is here.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
I believe the caveman's name is Gonk. Look on your face.
Just.
But he's got a unibrow. He's super cute. I think you'd actually like
is
him.
Is he carrying something?
A wooden club?
Yep.
Yeah.
You want to know why his name is Gonk, right?
Gonk.
Fucking Zach.
Yeah.
I just. You said his name.
He's even in the intro. Like, he pops up over the dinosaur skull like, huh? Like, that's him.
My face.
She just,
Just, yeah, literally, that sound is the personification of my face.
Yes. And finally, you have Reward Island. This is what you get when you beat, when you get the star level 5, I believe.
Get your own island.
Yes, it is. There's no tasks. You can build whatever you want there.
Mm-hmm.
No mana requirements. It's just a fun, like, oh, I'm going to build myself a house here. Or, like, something weird. Whatever you want.
It's my house.
Yeah, I'll build it if I want to.
If I want to. Yes. No, I want to sleep under the stars.
You can get a tent in this game.
I know that, but that's not sleeping under the stars. It's sleeping under plastic.
Fair enough. Or cloth in this case, because they're the...
That's disappointing, regardless. I'm an indoor cat. Have you noticed now?
Yes. So, my personal favorite island would be Cowboy Junction.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Solely for the characters that are on there.
Yep, because Gino's there. He's your favorite person.
Yes, but he's not my favorite in this game. I'll get to that in a minute. Yes. What? Yes. So, Sheriff Ginny... Like I said, mm-hmm. she's there. You walk up to her, and she has one of those, like, horse head on a stick toys.
Okay,
and
yeah.
She'll, like, slap the air.
Isn't that called, like, a bobby or something?
Yeah,
like
something
that?
Like that. And she goes, yeah, yep, yep. She just gallops everywhere.
That's kind of cute.
And then she gets up to you, and she'll start doing that lasso dance where she'll spin the lasso and, like, step in and out of it.
Okay.
Yeah, she does that. She wants to catch all the bad guys.
That's adorable.
She comes up and she's like, freeze, varmints. And it's like,
freeze.
It's like, whoa, what's going on? She's like, oh, you're not varmints. Yeah. Also, there's old Gibby, who is the blacksmith. He's got that kind of tweaking out eye. He's just sitting there and he's just like, hey, like he's that old.
Oh, yeah. No. I know who you're talking about. I'm like, did I see this person?
Yes.
And then I think I internally freaked out about it.
He,
because I was like, this one looks weird, but I don't know how else to react.
He makes Gino lucky horseshoes. That's his special, like, why his pizzas are so good. He's lucky.
Okay,
yeah.
So he obviously hates the Fae as well.
Yeah. No, Gibby just scams Gino. He's like, oh, what you need? You definitely, you got that horseshoe stolen from you. You should buy 2 next time.
So he keeps stealing the horseshoes and selling them.
No, this other guy on the island who's wearing a red face mask, like bandana.
Oh.
Comes up and just steals it and runs away.
I immediately thought of VeggieTales and the 3 scallions who are always bandits.
Yes.
And then they like wore a bandana one time and I was like, this is really strange to watch a scallion wear a bandana on its face. So, nope, sorry, sidetracked. That's my brain. Thanks.
Old Gibby, he's there. He's great. Gino is also there. Great things.
Gino is adorable. I think it's funny that he's still making pizzas, but it's... And he chose Cowboy Place?
He takes you on his tour as well, like, how he makes the pizzas. And that ties into the story because you have to help him remake the things that he... needs, mm-hmm. like the mill doesn't have power, his tomato plants aren't being watered. Roxy, who was Roxy Road in the last game.
Okay.
The ice cream parlor owner.
Aw. I suddenly want Rocky Road.
She's dressed up like a bee. Well, in the last one
she was a bee!
In the last one she was.
Aw.
But in this one she's wearing like one of those prairie dresses.
Aw.
And she's the cow farmer.
Aw.
And the cows look adorable.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
And
that's how he gets the milk for the cheese, is from her.
Oh.
So it's super cute.
Stop it.
So, now it's time for my favorite NPC. Mm-hmm. Of course, Buddy and Gino are up there, and every character in this game is, like, actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one. They are phenomenal.
Good.
But.
Oh, no. But.
Marlin the Wizard. He's fucking adorable.
Okay.
When he casts a spell, he puts his arms like in a circle in front of his face, like his hands waving them and
waves around.
Yeah, and he goes Abacadoobie, and then like shit. Either people disappear and like he teleports them, or he pops up. And the first time he pops up,
mm-hmm.
he just puffs out of nowhere, and Buddy goes, ah, wizard attack!
Wizard attack.
Yeah. It's so fucking good. And I need to show you, this is Marlin the Wizard.
Okay, he is so stinking. Okay, like, for anybody who's not looking it up, let me describe him. He's kind of like, okay, you know Merlin from Sword in the Stone?
Yes.
Like Disney's adaptation, but like super chibi version. He has little like mitten hands. He's got little button eyes, but he's got this big old beard. He's just so stinking cute.
Yes.
I want to snuggle him.
He's always been my favorite character because of his abacadoobie.
But he's so cute.
And there's one point when he tries to teleport people at the beginning, mm-hmm. and like you and Princess Butters gets teleport, but the other guy that's competing for the Wandelier, he doesn't, and he goes, oh. And Merlin giggles. And then sends him away.
Oh.
And then teleports himself.
That's adorable.
He is so good.
He's the goodest boy.
Marlin is the bestest wizard.
He's the bestest boy.
Yes. So, customization. I will say, unfortunately, the customization in this game is, well...
trash.
Less. when compared to the other game, if that makes sense.
No,
less.
It does.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's less outfits, hairstyles, etc. to choose from in general, and you have to unlock a lot in order to get good-looking stuff, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's fair.
But the outfits you unlock are generally themed to each island, and they are super cute. Like when you're helping Ginny do shit,
mm-hmm.
she's like, why don't you dress the part? You're now my deputy, so you get a little cowboy outfit.
Yeah, it's really cute.
And when you help the robot on Rocket Island, so his name's Tobor. T-O-B-O-R. It's an acronym, and I don't know what it stands for.
I can't remember.
But he gives you, like, a Power Rangers-type outfit.
Go-go Power Rangers.
So everybody's got, like, their own themed stuff.
That's super cute.
And all of it's adorable, and I love it.
I love everything about that, honestly.
Yes.
Typically, I don't like customization things. It's not that I don't like them. I just don't care to take the time to do them.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me basics. Like,
that's fair. Yeah.
I'm here to play the game, not to customize myself.
After, I think in the beginning, you do get what is essentially a pirate outfit. Like, at least a shirt-pant combo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I rock most of the time until I get to the better stuff.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So... now we're going to wrap this game up.
Okay.
Because it is super short. Overall, this game took out a lot of what was boring and tedious about the last game.
Mm-hmm.
And made the game a full-on adventure, which I appreciate.
That's fair.
I love how each island has a unique theme and how each character is super unique. Like, there's no repetition with the characters.
That is really nice.
That was a problem with the last one. Like, it's like, oh, here's all these fun, or these cute cute Sims. And yeah, they're all adorable in their own way, but they kind
they're of... all cute.
They all act the same and all that stuff. Yeah. So it's kind of... Every Sim in this game is super unique.
That's really awesome.
Including the old ones. They took their old, personalities and just, like, revamped them in this game.
That is at least something good.
Mm-hmm. So Roxy, while she is still stressed about stuff,
everything,
she's more just like, my cows, you know, mm-hmm. instead of my ice cream shop.
Fair.
Yeah.
I mean, milk is milk.
Yes.
In this case.
And Gibby, old Gibby, it's old Gibby, O-L apostrophe Gibby, is just, Gibby is hilarious. Princess Butters. Great personality. Everybody's good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's take a peek, see at what I was going to say next. There we go.
Sorry, I forgot.
I'm going to be giving this game a solid 7.5.
Oh, we're on the same scale again.
Yes. So, the reason I'm keeping it within the same realm as the last game is because there is still a lot of repetition with the quests.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here, talk to this Sim. Finish the scroll that they give you. Build the thing that they need.
Yeah.
And that's all it is throughout the whole game. You're just building stuff for people.
Unfortunate, but true.
Yeah. So, otherwise, it's a fun game. It's super cute. It's a great, just chill, I need a chill adventure game.
Yeah.
I need a relaxing adventure game where if I, oh no, I'm not able to complete this right away, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You are still able to move on from most of the things. And it's easy to, like, things will give you hints. Usually the scrolls give you hints on how to get certain essence that you've never seen before. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, oh, you need this type of metal? I've heard that mining for it's good. And it's like, oh, go find one of the rock walls that you can mine at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool, honestly.
Yeah, and they revamped the prospecting so it's not just in specific areas. You can prospect on the whole map.
That's actually pretty nice.
Yeah, so it's good. They upgraded mechanics. You can jump in this game.
That's a first.
Yeah, so... Boing. Boing. Yeah, it's a little hop, but it's cute. So, yeah, if your kid's like, I want to play an adventure game, give him this one.
Yeah, at least you won't get bored for a while, but...
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a good game.
Glad good to game. Hear.
And I cannot wait until the next one, because I'm pretty sure it's so much better.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah.
I might
actually start it tonight, honestly.
Okay, by all means. Yeah. Like, do what you want.
Do what you want.
I remember seeing bits and pieces of this game and thinking that it was, like, just really stupid cute.
It is.
And, like I said, the Merlin's so cute.
Marlin.
Marlin is just adorable.
Abacadoobie.
Like, even without hearing his voice, it's just like, oh, you little bean.
My heart.
Ah!
His little mitten. Everybody's...
His little mitten hands.
The mitten, that's the hands everybody has.
I know.
But it's just on him, it looks even cuter.
It's because it's at the end of sleeves. Yeah. It's like looking at a little kid who can't fit their hands and shit.
A little mitten hand.
My heart. Okay. Yeah.
So, you know where our stuff is.
Yes, but
in
please.
Case you don't, it's in the link tree in the show notes.
Yeah, but in case you really don't. Don't forget to actually tell people about us.
Yes.
We would love to have more listeners. Tell your friends. Tell people that you think would enjoy us. Realize that we are not sane and this is a strange situation for us.
Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Tell your parents. Tell your lover.
Just maybe don't have a lover that if you're in a relationship. Okay.
Hopefully your lover is your significant other.
Yes. Or you're polyamorous and you've discussed that. Okay, too deep. follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that jazz. We're pretty much everywhere. Don't forget to email us with whatever you want to tell us.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think that should be it. We still have our TikTok up, even though we haven't been updating that because someone doesn't want to keep doing that.
It's me.
It's him. Yes.
I don't care. I'll admit it. I don't want to do it.
Which sucks.
Bite me.
Sucks for me because I had fun.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Thank you guys for joining us for another episode. We love you. Can't wait for next episode.
I know. I
can't wait for D&D.
I am actually kind of... Fair warning for next episode, everybody. It's short again, but it's going to be sad.
Should I give a little hint of who my first person in the... All right. If you know, you know. Heyo!
And with that, keep on turning those pages.
And mashing those buttons.
Bye.
Bye-bye.